Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. And I just want to minister a simple message about God as our security. Some of you listening to me right now, you feel like you don't know what you're going to do unless God moves and undertakes. Well, beloved, He is a God who is a very present help in the time of trouble. And I praise God and thank God for the word of the Lord, because sometimes as we read the word, we have to make it come alive to our hearts. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to quicken what is on those pages of the Word of God, make it applicable and alive and pertinent to our lives. You might feel that you're up against a tremendous horde, that the forces of hell have just been unleashed against you. But beloved, God is your security. You can be safe in Him no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like. If you love God with all of your heart, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how the battle is raging, your God is with you. I said God is our security. What does that mean, security? Well, it's the state of being secure. It's a document which is issued as security for a money transaction or investment. Anything given as a bond or pledge, it means protection and assurance. Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Hear the word of the Lord. It is a word for your heart today and your situation. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. God is your security. He's your caretaker. And we're going to look just very briefly at a situation that happened to a godly man in the time of the kings of Israel. His name was Hezekiah, and I'm referring now to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 32. And there was a king of Assyria by the name of Sennacherib, who came against, he entered Judah, he encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. He purposed to fight against Jerusalem. Hezekiah, who was king, saw all of this, and it says in verse 3, he took counsel with his principal and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, that they did help him. And so they built what is called those, you know, the springs of Hezekiah, the waterways. It says he strengthened himself, built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers and another wall without, and repaired Milo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And so he did what he could in the natural. But beloved, it was going to take more than natural preparation. That's what we need to do. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, God expects us to do all that we can in the natural and then leave the rest to Him. There was no way he could have full victory over such a massive host of the enemy. And he says in verse 7 and 8, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him." In other words, not that they were outnumbered naturally. In other words, the children of Israel didn't outnumber the foreign army invading them, the Assyrian army. But he understood, even as Elijah did, the chariots of the Lord were round about, the angels of the Lord were going to fight for them as they trusted God. And In verse 8, he says, with him, with Sennacherib, is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the word of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And so, beloved, whatever you're facing, although Hezekiah did what he could in the natural, he knew that there was no way that they would win the victory, that they would withstand this siege if God did not undertake. And you may be feeling that, you know what, you don't see a way out of the situation you may be in, but the enemy, even though he is railing, he's trying to bring doubt and fear, stand your ground. That's the simple message in this passage of Scripture, because it says in verse 9, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, sent his servants to Jerusalem, and then they taunted the people in the city. And he said, they said in verse 11, doth not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, the Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? And then they go on to say, hasn't Hezekiah taken away the high places and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, you shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it? Then they say, well, look at the natural. You got to be a realist here. Know ye not what I and my fathers have done unto all the peoples of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands anyways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed that could deliver his people out of mine hand? In other words, they say, don't let Hezekiah deceive you nor persuade you on this manner. And his servants, I'm going down to verse 16, spake yet more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of mine hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand. And in verse 20, so they continued this horrendous tirade. And Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. And in verse 21, hear what God did. And the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. But it doesn't end there, beloved. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels, his own sons, slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. Beloved, just as Hezekiah trusted God, I am encouraging you by the word of the Lord to trust in God. David said, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. That's Psalm 62 and 2. My soul, he goes on in Psalm 62, 5 and 8, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And then that beautiful Psalm 90, which is a prayer of Moses, he goes on, he opens that psalm by saying, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. This is the God that we serve, beloved. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. He goes on in verse 14. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Praise God. And then in Psalm 121, verse 4 and 5, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. These are powerful scriptures to stand on, beloved. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Praise God. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people from henceforth even forever. Beloved, God is your help today. He's your keeper. He's your rock. He's your safety. He's your stronghold in the time of trouble. He's your sustainer. Proverbs 21 and 31 says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety or security is of the Lord. Nahum 1 and 7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Beloved, I'm sharing all these scriptures for you to hang on to the word of the Lord, that you will see God fight your battles. Even he's no respecter of persons. As he fought for Hezekiah in the old covenant, he will fight for you today. He is your victory. Christ is the very blessed of God. He's his only son. He's our creator, the first begotten of God. He is the firstborn and the foundation of the church. He's the head of the church. He's our judge and our soon coming king. He's our life. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's our mediator, beloved. He's your shepherd. He's the very son of God, the true light, the truth, and the way. Beloved, he is our all and in all, and we can trust him today. Father, I thank you that you are the rock of our salvation. You are our security. Be that for your beloved, even this day. Let them not be moved by the storms of life, because they have set the Lord before you. They shall not be moved, Lord, even as your word says. I praise you, and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, this is just flown by, this broadcast. Thank you for joining me. We'll gather together next time, see what the Lord has for us. Know that I love you. I pray for you daily. I thank God for your prayerful support, and also whatever you can do to keep this broadcast on the air. I love you. God bless you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,